Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for coming out.
It's Tuesday morning at Tracy's Crab Shack off Egan Drive. A panel of professionals from the Urban Land Institute, an international organization that advises on land use management, are meeting with community members. The panel is here to help the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority decide what to do with this property. Wynn Menefee from the Trust Land Office explains their role to the small crowd.
In the end, they do come up with a report that helps us at the Trust Land Office understand what are different scenarios of what could be used on the property.
About 10% of Alaskans are beneficiaries of the Mental Health Trust, which funds services for people with mental illness, developmental disabilities, traumatic brain injuries, and memory loss. To do that, the trust invests revenue from a variety of land holdings in and outside of Alaska. One of those properties is a vacant lot known as the Subport, where we're standing. But not everyone is happy to hear that the trust has contracted outside consultants. Bob Janes is president of the nonprofit Alaska Ocean Institute, one of the groups hoping to develop the land. He said he was not invited to speak to the panel, and only heard about the informational meeting last minute.
And actually, I had a trip planned to Glacier Bay, and I flew back today just to be here for it, because I think it's important for these consultants to understand the point of view of the community.
The Alaska Ocean Institute wants to build a marine education and research center on Juneau's waterfront. They partnered with local developer Bob Tricano, who made an above-market offer to buy the Subport property for $3.2 million in 2016. He plans to build a small cruise ship harbor on the site as well.
So we're working together, but our offer has been with the mental health for 2.5 years, as has his.
The Trust's executive director, Mike Abbott, said it doesn't have a deadline for determining what to do with the Subport. While he wants to see the land developed soon, he said they also want to explore every option.
If there's a longer-term strategy that makes more sense and that will be more lucrative for the Trust in the long term, then we can wait for that as well.
The trust has been dealing with the outcome of a legislative audit that found it violated state statute by investing in commercial real estate and operating with a lack of transparency. At Monday's Juneau Assembly meeting, City Manager Rory Watt put it plainly.
There's a strong case that they have been a poor manager of their public mission, and I don't say that lightly.
The city has tried repeatedly to encourage the trust to sell the land. Watt said the city will send a letter this week urging it not to draw the sale out any longer.
It befuddles me that an organization that is a land trust that is mission is to raise funds for their social service programs has gone to such great length to avoid sale of a parcel of land at above market value.
Abbott says he knows there is strong local support for the Alaska Ocean Center, and that people don't want to see the process go on for years. He also said he spent more time working on this particular site since he started a year ago than any of the Trust's other land holdings across the state.
We're going to be very transparent with the community about what we're considering and why we're considering it, but we will be making a decision that is looking out for the interest of our Trust beneficiaries.
Abbott said they expect the Urban Land Institute panel to give the Trust preliminary feedback at the end of the week. Their written recommendation is expected 5 to 6 weeks after that. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.